The blame game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans
lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy Thursday and good morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for What's Bugging You. A chance for you to air it out. Get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try back. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, my deplorable friends. I'll tell you what's bugging me. Yesterday, I'm out mowing the grass. I got my headphones on, going through my playlist of music, and at least six times before I got through mowing, I had to listen to a Kamala ad, campaign ad. Ask me how many Trump ads I got to listen to in the time I mowed grass. Zero. And that bugs me. The campaign manager for Trump needs to get it on. And let's get some advertising. I know Florida's a gimme state for Trump, but we need to hear a little more advertising, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, and they should do it on the radio.
Yeah.
Because radio is the best.
Although, Big Mike, you did kind of answer your own complaint. You got to figure, yeah, it would be encouraging to hear it, but that's money they could be spending where they need to get votes.
Shush it!
Spend
money here.
We need more
votes.
This
is where our bread's buttered, pal.
And we got butter, and we're putting it on the bread. We need the votes where they don't have the butter in the bread.
Oh, okay.
And who doesn't love butter bread?
I'll sacrifice for now.
Oh,
but
yeah.
The big money better start rolling in. Justin, what's bugging you?
Good morning, fellas. What's bugging me is, you know, we're all focusing on Kamala and how she's responding, but what worries me the most is there's some type of confidence there within her eyes, almost like they've already got this thing rigged, because let's not forget, they've already said that the voting centers are going to be burned up and attacked by Trump supporters, which means they're going to stage attacks, and they're going to hinder this election process all the way to the end because they know we don't want them in there.
I think there's a lot to what you said that could be true. Here's what you need to do. Early voting starts Monday.
Yes.
Mary County, Alachua County, most of the counties. Monday. Get out there and vote. Get it in. Get it counted. Do not wait. I know traditionally we like to wait for the real election day. Don't do it this time.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it. Pam, what's bugging you?
Oh, yes. She was the poster child for Trump derangement syndrome. I mean, my husband just couldn't even stand listening to her. He started looking at stuff on his phone. But everybody is talking about men playing in women's sports, boys playing in girls' sports. So I have a simple solution. You have a men's league, you have a women's league, and you have a transgender league. You guys can play in your transgender league. You're not playing with women. You're not playing with boys, girls, or whatever. You have your own little league, and you go try to win there.
I honestly, Trump was addressing that again, and he said, absolutely, no men in women's sports, biological males. That,
yep,
to me, is simple. That's easy. It's not complicated.
No.
What you're born biologically is the deal. Now, if that means a huge sacrifice and you don't want to compete at that point, that's a personal decision. You don't have to. 877-975-9825. Mark, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, what's bugging me? I thought I was being a little rough on Kamala Harris the other day when I called into the radio show, called her stupid and vapid, but you really delivered the goods on her today. But what's bugging me is when I think about Kamala Harris, reminds me of a scene from the movie As Good As It Gets, where Jack Nicholson is playing novelist Mr. Udall, and he's talking to the secretary, and she asks him, oh, how do you understand women so well? And he says, I think of a man, and then I take away reason and accountability.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That was a caller. That was not Bob.
No,
or
this
Greg.
Time it was not Bob.
Yeah, this time.
This time.
Let's go to Randy. What's bugging you?
Hey, Bob. Good morning, guys. Hey, just note, right now, that's wishful thinking. They will never admit they're wrong. We are at a crossroads where this is about communism and about patriotism. And right now, 30 years of creating a sheep army, which what they have, and what they've done is, in reality, is let those sheep eat dirt at this time with the economy, with the border, and they're losing that army that they created for the last 30 years. So all those polls, all that lies that she's ahead, we see clearly she is just a pathological liar. She is sick in the head. She cannot admit to anything. None of them can. The evil will never admit to wrong. So we are winning this fight. We're going to continue to win.
I love it. I love it. I heard one of the wrestler dude that's on the Five sometimes. He's on the show a lot. Gutfeld has him on late at night. And he was saying yesterday, I just caught a piece of it, and I forget, it was Martha or whatever. But he said, this will be a landslide victory. If Trump doesn't win, I'll shave off my beard, I'll do whatever. I mean, he says, I travel all around the country. I do a stand-up act. I'm telling you, when people, not just me being on stage, but the people I interact with around the towns, he says, it's clear cut. We'll see. I hope. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, Bob, I hope you're right, too. But I don't know if you've heard that on the 27th of September, Biden administration put out a DOD directive, 5240.1. Someone wants to look it up. Apparently, they're trying to do an end run around the Posse Comitatus Act, and they're trying to make it so constitutionally they can attack the American people with our military. So I haven't really done a lot of investigation into it yet. But it's very disturbing that they've signed that just before the election. What do they have planned? They don't want Trump in there. They're going to do whatever they have to do to keep Trump out. And if things go bad, they want the power to be tyrannical and put the boot on our neck.
Yeah. I'll try to find out about that, because it seems like that's getting past all these legal eagles that, you know, that we know. That would be interesting at the very least. Let's go to Tug. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I just dropped my daughter off here at GHS, and what's bugging me is the children that do not stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. I ask her regularly if she's still the only one who stands up for the Pledge of Allegiance, and she still is, about 20 kids. My thought on that is half the parents or grandparents don't know that their children are not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. He was talking about a sheep nation earlier. It starts with us holding our kids accountable. If you've got kids in school, ask them if they stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, and if so, how many others do, and encourage them to be the brave one to stand up for this country and influence the others in the class.
Yeah, it is interesting. Mm-hmm. They're saying that actually this younger generation, they're saying that the trend for being more conservative is back up on the rise.
And you might even ask if your child's school does the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah. And just remember, if the brainwashing's already taken effect, they're already told that don't listen to your parents, they're stupid.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There's that.
Mm-hmm.
Which they said they were going to do that 100 years ago when the commies got involved in public education and the teachers' unions. It's all there. It's all historical. It's all fact. 7:28 right now. Thanks for participating. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And coming up, the chair of the REC, Tim Martin, going to help explain the amendments. I call it the amendments made simple. We'll do that next on 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
Counting down.
In the home stretch.
To Election Day on The Sky.
10. Every vote matters.
9.
November 5th.
Liberation Day.
8. No guardrails.
7. Keep men out of women's sports.
6. Paying their fair share.
5. Spending money like drunken sailors.
4. Tired playbook.
3. You're fired.
2. Let's handle November, shall we?
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.